I found a book on the fields. There was no one around in the field, and I found a book. It had appeared somehow. Maybe the wind or a hurricane had dug up the book. There were leaves around the book. How could there be a book and I in this field of empty worlds? It seemed like voices were ringing from long ago in distant lands. Voices of brave men, voices of crying men, voices of screaming men. Voices of the ghosts of dead rebels and their cries and their cuts and their bruises along riverbanks. From 500 years ago, the distant echoes of the ghosts' screams. In the book. Dead man. There was an ode to the first dead rebel, and a voice, strange voice. I am the first victor of the first revolt of the slave trade in what has come to be called the Americas. I am a seer. Tired, but we knew that the first revolt would generate many, many others. And their scream. I would like to show you the way I succumbed to my wounds, said the whisper in the book of sighs. I was on the front. We made the first attack. We've heard it all before, I know. I told the poet who had accompanied us to imagine the words I would utter under breath when they followed us on their horses and shot us after I fell. I told him, I allowed him, and the first have been murdered within a revolt on this land. I am the first to be martyred. Hero without a name is what I am. You've heard it all before, I know. Hero without a name. And when I grabbed the mayordomo, I grabbed him like so. He was more cowardly than I thought, whining like all cowards do, following us on their horses and their guns. And the poet caught the way I fell. In the book of sighs, there's a sigh to the future. Poet who appears, who will write the book of sighs, the book of the first revolt. Of sighs contained in the book, and the secret of the ghosts appearing in the sky, that frozen howl in the sky, the secret was told of the sightings by the riverside, of the frozen howl in that deep dark sky. Only the watcher could see, the legend says. Only the rebel lusting for revolt could feel the rebel's soul. Only the crier could hear the rebels howl. Only the fallen could feel the falling of other rebels. All of that was in the Book of Sighs, seen and found by the walkers by the riverside, who heard the howls and saw the ghosts of rebels lost 500 years ago. Only the wandering bards could find the Book of Sighs by the riversides. Only those who saw the frozen howl in the deep dark skies in the book.